You've found your seat. Your eyes are closed. And just take a moment to welcome in softness. Allowing yourself to lend into more and more softness. Feeling it in your physical body. Welcoming softness in your mind. Feeling the softness in your heart. And also in the way you notice the breath flow. For a moment, direct your attention into the area of your belly. Maybe you can place one hand or two hands on your belly and just allow the belly to rise with the movement of the breath in and the belly to relax softly back in with the movement of the exhale. Belly completely relax and feel it move with the breath underneath your hand. No need to push the belly out or pull it in. It's just happening as the belly is relaxed. And you observe the breath. Just feel your belly rise up and draw itself back in. Feeling yourself getting even more quiet, more present. And then we're going to remain sat a little longer and just want you to bring your hands in contact with the floor. You just beside you, close to your hips, next to your thighs. Fingertips or the whole of your hands, depending on the length of your arms. And feeling the support of the earth. Finding this connection, sensing how you contact the floor, how you communicate with the earth, feeling its support. And maybe in a soft ujjayi, or just without ujjayi, it doesn't matter. We're gonna together deepen our exhalation while deepening this sense of connection to the ground, feeling of being held, being carried. So maybe in Ujjayi, together we'll breathe in. And first, together we breathe out. Together we breathe in. Exhale for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale. Exhale for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale. Exhale for 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale. Exhale for 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale. Exhale for 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale. Exhale 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale. Exhale 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale. Exhale for 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale. Simply exhale. Allow the breath to resume. And then we'll slowly change position and we'll move onto all fours, transitioning into child's pose. So in child's pose, we're going to see a different breath pattern that we're going to be using throughout this practice, where we start by the deeper exhalation of 8 counts, and then we move down to 7, but we hold for 1, to 6, but we hold for 2, and to 5, but we hold for 3. So first, make your posture comfortable, again feeling the support of the earth, resting your hands, your forearms, elbows, resting your head. Feeling carried. Together we breathe in. And first we breathe out. No counts. Then take a nice deep inhale. Exhale for 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale. Exhale 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hold. Inhale. Exhale 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hold. Feeling that the release deepens. Inhale. Exhale for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hold. Inhale and exhale. Resume the breath. So during those times of suspension, of pause in the breath, Try to feel that it's not a feeling of contracting or blocking. It's a feeling of deeper letting go, of deeper surrendering, of deeper trust. Slowly, you can move onto all fours on an inhale and press yourself back into downward dog as you exhale. And take a moment here to release the knees, the ankles, stretch the back of your legs gently. Lengthening your spine, opening your shoulders. In contact with your breath, gently deepening the inhale and deepening the exhale. And you'll come and walk your right foot between your hands. The back leg is straight. As you inhale, lengthen the spine and the heart forward. And as you exhale, simply straighten the front knee, fold onto the leg. But as you do that, feel how your feet and your hands contact the floor. Bend the front knee again. Inhale, lengthen the heart forward. Back leg is straight. And exhale, straighten the front knee, fold onto the leg. But be aware of the touch, how you connect to the floor. Inhale, bend the front knee. Exhale, straighten the front leg. Do that a few more times and think about the quality of your movement and of your breath. Make them as unbroken as you can, as uninterrupted. You want to avoid all jerking in the movement, in the transition, and in the breath. Next time you have bent the front knee on an inhale, root your hands down and press yourself back to downward dog. And come and bring your left foot between your hands. Lengthen the heart forward as you inhale. And exhale, straighten the front knee as much as is possible. Now just fold onto the front leg. Heavy the back heel towards the floor. Inhale, bend the front knee again. Back leg stays straight. You lengthen your heart forward. And as you exhale, straighten the front knee. Aware of how your feet and your hands connect to the earth. Inhale, bend. And exhale, straighten. And again, carry on a few times, a few more times. Aware of the quality of your movement. This feeling of an ongoing movement. And your breath meets that as well. It's fluid, unbroken. Next time you bend your front knee, root your hands and press yourself back to downward dog. In downward dog, we're going to take the same breath pattern, starting from 8, 7 with the hold, etc. So just hold your downward dog and together we breathe in. And together we breathe out. Breathing in. Exhale for 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Deep inhale. Exhale, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Pause for 1. Inhale. Exhale, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, pause. Inhale. Exhale, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, pause. Inhale and exhale. As you release, just walk your feet to the front of your mat in Uttanasana, so feet either together or hip distance apart, and let your torso hang from your hips, slight drawing of the lower belly in to help you find or feel this hinge. And notice how your feet are balancing their weight on the floor, and try to equalize between the mount of the toes and the heels. And then your hands, if they can, bring the fingertips in line with your toes on the side. Either just the fingertips on the floor or the hands flat. And again, how softly do you connect with the ground, with the earth? How do you communicate with her? How do you acknowledge her and her support? Staying here, we're going to deepen the inhale and mostly deepen the exhale. Inhale. Exhale, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale. Exhale, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hold. Inhale. Exhale, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Pause. Surrendering. Inhale. Exhale, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Pause deeper into the earth. Inhale. And exhale. Regular breath again, slowly. And then we'll be coming up, so to stand. Go really slow, because we've had the head down for quite a long time. So either unroll the spine or come up with a flat back. If you see stars as you stand up, just maybe bend your knees, but keep the head up and just squat for a little moment, or really take your time. Go slow. And once you can stand still in Tadasana, in your mountain pose, take a moment to feel your grounding. Feel the ease, the calm that you can feel. Notice the quality of your presence. And then we'll move into a kind of sun salutation. A series of movement that we're going to link and flow into with the breath. I'm going to guide you to my best. Let's reach the arms above the head. Inhale. And with a straight back, fold onto your legs. They can slightly bend if you need. Draw your left foot back. Same position as before. The back leg is straight, the front knee is bent, the heart lifts. Exhale, straighten the front knee and fold onto this front leg. Bend again the front knee. Inhale, heart lifts. Root your hands down and straight into high to low plank, all the way down onto your stomach on this exhale. Come up to a cobra, inhale. And press yourself back to downward dog, exhale. Straight away, the left foot comes forward. Inhale on the fingertips to lengthen the chest forward. Exhale, straighten the front knee. Fold the torso onto that front leg. Bend the front knee again. Inhale, lift the chest forward. And bring the back foot forward to the forward bend, relaxing the torso onto the leg. Next, inhale through a flat back. Come all the way up. And release your arms by your sides. Exhale. Do the same, starting with the other foot. Arms overhead, breathing in. Through a straight back, fold onto the legs. Exhale. Fully relax the head and down. Take the right foot back this time first. Inhale. Straighten the front leg, softly folding onto it. Bend the front knee again. Inhale, lift the chest. Root your hands down, high to low plank, all the way down, exhale onto your stomach. Cobra, you inhale. Downward dog, you exhale. Bring your right foot forward, inhale onto your fingertips. Heart lifts, straighten the front knee. Softly allow the torso to fold onto it. Bend the front knee again, lifting the heart up, inhale. And take your back foot forward to the forward fold, relaxing the torso onto the legs. Through a straight back, inhale, come all the way up. And release the arms by your sides. And we do one, only one of the Surya Namaskara A. Arms overhead, breathing in. Fold onto the legs, exhale. Again, unbroken in the movement and in the breath. Lift the heart halfway up this time, inhale. And walk to high plank, same exhale, low plank, chaturanga. Upward dog this time, inhale. Into downward dog, exhale. Let's stay in downward dog. Deep inhale. Deep exhale. Deep inhale. Deep exhale. Deep inhale. Deep exhale. Deep inhale. Deep exhale. One more deep inhale. Exhale, bend your knees, look forward and walk your feet or jump to the front of your mat. Inhale to a flat back. And exhale onto the legs. Relax the neck, the head down. Come all the way up. Inhale, arms overhead. And relax the arms by your sides. Exhale. Close your eyes. Let's separate the feet a little wider than maybe the hips and turn them out slightly. And then we come to squat in this posture that we call Malasana. So if your heels want to stay down, you allow them to stay down. But if they need to lift, they can lift. And rather than having the hands in front of the heart, you could pass your arms inside of your legs, and just, even if it makes you round a little more and have your shoulders forward a bit, find again the contact of your hands with the floor. Just place your hands softly onto the earth. You can close the eyes, and we're going to do the same, deepening our exhalation and moving into the pause. And again, remember during the pause in the breath that you want a feeling of not contracting, but you will feel that it's like in this exhalation of letting go and surrendering and growing in trust, it just goes deeper, just goes deeper and deeper. Together we inhale, and just to meet first, together we exhale. Together we inhale, exhale for 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale. Exhale for 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Pause. Inhale. Exhale for 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Pause. Inhale. Exhale for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Pause. Inhale. And exhale. Allow the breath to be again. And from here, simply come to sit on your bum. You can cross your legs. Just find a comfortable seat. Relax in your breath. Aware again of how much ease and softness you feel in your physical body, in your mind, in your heart. And what we'll be doing next is a movement, an exercise with the breath, but I would say mostly with prana, with a movement of energy, which is also breath, but your breath will be guiding your movement, but I want you to be more with the movement of awareness. We're going to be traveling along the central axis of the body, but each time we'll move from that point, almost at the center, to bringing the awareness to the front of the body at its respective place. I will try to guide you better than I just explained. Let's start by just relaxing the awareness into the midbrain. Just for a few times, you breathe in to the midbrain, and as you breathe out, your awareness travels almost on a horizontal plane towards Brumadya, towards the space between your eyebrows. So it moves backwards on the movement of the inhale, midbrain, and it moves forwards to the space between the eyebrows on the exhale. But as I said, the breath is just supporting the movement of awareness, not more. On the next inhalation, you move to the back of the throat and to the front of the throat on your exhalation. Inhale to the back of the throat. Exhale to the front of the throat. Inhale to the back of the heart, center of the heart, and exhale to the center of the chest. Inhale to the back of the heart center. Exhale to the center of the chest. Then inhale to the space between the solar plexus and the navel, further in into the spine. And as you exhale, forward towards its respective part, corresponding part at the front. Just inhale, back, and exhale forward into that area of the navel. Next inhale, move towards the front of the sacrum. And the awareness travels towards the top of the pubic bone as you exhale. Inhale, front of the sacrum. Exhale towards the pubic bone. Last, you'll inhale onto the perineum and you exhale vertically down into the earth. Inhale at the perineum and exhale down, deep down into the earth. At one point you can stop the movement, but just stay with the connection. Let's open our legs out into Upavishtakonasana, but we're not going to lean forward right now. We're going to stay legs out, torso up. And again, you will find the contact of your hands to the floor. It can be just behind you or just in front of you, in the space between your legs. It might not be your whole hand, but at least a part of them. And closing your eyes for a moment. Feel what it means to shift from holding to being held. How does it feel to know you're carried? To know you're supported. Keep feeling how much ease and softness it brings. To feel that you don't need to hold on to carry everything, but that you're being held. And either you stay upright like this, or while still remaining aware of this, simply hinge at the hips and start walking your hands a little further forward, tilting your torso forward. Still with the understanding of being held. And then you can slowly come up to sit. And you can bring your two legs together. Take your time to just move the thighs in a little bit. Feel yourself comfortably sat in Dandasana. So we'll be placing the hands by the sides of the hips. Pressing the hands down to the floor just to feel a little more extension through the spine. And then you can lower your chin down, bringing the chin towards the pit of the throat. As the chin lowers and almost pulls back a little, remember to also lift your chest up to meet the chin. And we're gonna use the same counts here, starting by 8 and adding the pause. Together we breathe in. And we exhale. Together we breathe in. Exhale for 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale, exhale for 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, pause, inhale, exhale for 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, pause. Inhale, exhale for 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, pause. Inhale, you can lift the chin, take the head straight, and exhale, fold onto your legs into Paschimottanasana, into the forward fold. Allow it to take the time it needs to become. You slowly observe yourself become more and more comfortable in the pose, and we're going to work with the breath again. Together we breathe in, and this time we're going to deepen the exhalation. So start by exhaling for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale. Exhale for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale. Exhale, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale. Exhale, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale. Exhale, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale. Exhale, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale. Exhale, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale. Exhale, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale. Just allow the next exhale to come. Maybe you take just a couple more. And then you can come out of the pose and come to a comfortable seat. We're not going to lie on the back afterwards. So if rather than taking a seat now for a few minutes, you would rather lie on your back, choose whatever feels right for you now. Let's close the eyes. And I'm just gonna be silent and give yourself the space to feel this deep feeling of groundedness, of calm, of presence. This building of trust and of connection to earth, to life. So the space you feel, or the space you're in, just be there, not needing to name it, add comments, judge it, no need to want to hold on to it, just allow it to be. Allow yourself to be for a while. You might want to carry on with your meditation, deepen the practice. Just allow yourself to do so. My voice will stop now. Namaste.